Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. A very interesting thing happened to me. I'm going to get to it. Let me give you some of the backstory. Last Sunday, I was in a wonderful workshop with Rabbi Laura Geller, who's based in LA, but flew to Pennsylvania for an entire weekend of learning. She wrote a book a few years ago with her late husband that I just ordered on Amazon. It's titled Getting Good at Getting Older. And her topic for the weekend was aging, and more specifically, the panini generation, kind of like the sandwich generation. Folks like me who are caring for children and parents at the same time. So there were two parts to the workshop. For the first hour, just a handful of us sat in a circle and shared the four balls that we were all juggling. The four balls were family, work, health, and self-care. And it was actually a wonderful way to get to know other people. I almost said women, but there was one man there. I give him a lot of credit. My mom was with me, and we both shared honestly what we've been juggling since my dad died last year. I held my mom's hand as we spoke, and we didn't really look around. We just kind of looked at each other. We spoke plainly what navigating our grief has been like, what it's been like closing up apartments and moving, for my mom saying goodbye to a life, and for me witnessing that goodbye. So we didn't actually realize until maybe 5 or 10 minutes into speaking that everyone was crying. Not a dry eye in the house. And it almost surprised us. Mom and I both started apologizing for making everyone cry, which was kind of funny too. Okay, so I'm getting to the more interesting part of the morning. During the second part of the workshop, lots of folks from Mom's generation came in, as well as all the seventh graders, of which two were mine. Rabbi Geller started this part of the morning by holding up some objects that the teens may not have seen before. A corded phone, a slide rule, a cassette tape, a VHS tape, which in our house we have so many of. I'm realizing that our home may be stuck in the 80s. And then she started asking questions. There was a line created down the center of the room with post-it notes, and she asked some funny questions like, who listens to Taylor Swift? And if you did, you would step over the line to the other side of the room. Another question she asked was, step to this side of the line if you've ever been bullied. And probably half the people in the room from all generations stepped over that line. So then she asked, who is afraid for the future of our country? Remember, these are seventh graders, folks from my generation, so in their 40s, and then people in their 70s and 80s, maybe 50, 60 people total in the room. And I kid you not, my friends, every single person stepped over that line but me. It was surreal. And if there's a tiny question in your mind, if this is factually accurate and this all went down this way with every single person stepping over that line except me, I'll give you the contact info for my mom and the twins, and you can ask them. So let's say 50 pairs of eyes are looking at me, and part of me wanted to say something kind of dumb, like I misheard the question, and just hop over the line so people would stop staring at me. But I wasn't so quick on my feet, and I'm a rather mediocre liar. So Rabbi Geller turned to me and asked, so you seem to be the only one who's not afraid of the future of our country. Why is that? I gave a very simple answer. If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you might even know what I'm going to say. I believe in humanity. I do. I've worked with, interacted with enough wonderful, generous, kind, loving, selfless, compassionate, beautiful people. People from different backgrounds, religions, people who live all over the country and have different political leanings. A pretty diverse group. And I trust. I believe in you. I believe in humanity. And so, despite our news media reports of an increasingly fractious landscape, that things are dire and always getting worse, I am not worried. Continue to be curious, patient, compassionate, and kind. We are going to be okay. And if hope and belief is a struggle, I would consider curating your environment. Be really conscious of what voices you allow in your sphere of influence. My book, The Path to Joy, is a great bedside companion. It's light and it's filled with hope and possibility. I've heard from so many folks who peek at it right before bed or when they just wake up in the morning as a way to surround themselves with that light, positive energy. And if you're one of these people, thank you. You can purchase my book on Amazon. The link's in the show notes. But I leave you with this. I believe in you. I trust you. I believe in humanity. And we are going to be okay. Thank you to my editor, Ben Kish. And thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.